You've gone by 96.7 FM, WDLR and AM 1270, the show Off to the Races. I am Mike Bozich, and once again, welcoming you to our program. And we do want to remind you that our program, our little half-hour Saturday morning party, would not be possible if it weren't for these fine sponsors. The Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. The Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got caring down to a science. And Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Thru Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. A busy show coming up for you today. But before we get into the show, I want to extend a very big congratulations to a very personal, dear friend of mine, Michael Carter. Michael Carter, of course, Ohio's very own, was in Northfield Park, jack of all trades there, so to speak. Worked for the United States Trotting Association in a couple of different capacities. Still does a couple things for them, I do believe. And now Michael Carter has been named the director of racing right across the state line in Pennsylvania at the Meadows. So big time congratulations to one of the guys who is he's so enthusiastic about the sport. And believe me when I tell you that this sport needs more people like him. He's got an endless love, endless desire to see this sport succeed. And to have somebody like Mike in such an important position in our sport at one of the important tracks in the sport of harness racing at the Meadows is big time. So congratulations to Mike Carter. I know he is just going to hit it out of the park. Speaking of that, I think we hit this show out of the park. Dave Miller, the Hall of Famer, will be joining us. Of course, this has been big news over the last several months of the sport of harness racing. Dave Miller making his way back to the state of Ohio after tons and tons of success out east, kind of moving back home, if you will. And, you know, I had a chance to call Dave Miller's last race out east. Back on Sunday at Harris, Philadelphia, a horse by the name of Tom Horner. It was his one and only drive that afternoon. And I'll tell you what, it has just been a pleasure to watch Dave ply his craft in the East Coast. And he is heading back home. So congratulations to Dave. He's got a chance to be around family. He's got a chance to continue doing what he loves to do, and that is drive and be around harness horses. And now he's going to do so right here in the Buckeye State. It is so awesome to have Dave Miller home, one of the true great stories in the sport of harness racing here in 2025. Another great story in the sport of harness racing 2025 is young Justin Irvine, and he's going to be joining us on the program as well. And we're going to talk to him about his 1,000th win that he most recently achieved here this past week. So Justin going to join the program as well. We're going to kind of see what's in store for Justin as he continues to move about his career. He's only 24 years old, for crying out loud. Remember what it was like to be 24? It's been so long ago, I actually don't remember what it was like to be 24. But we'll talk to Justin Irvine coming up after this timeout. You've got Off to the Races on my 96.7 FM, WDLR, and AM 1270. We'll be back in a moment. Don't touch that radio dial.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
And we are back on Off to the Races by 96.7 FM, WDLR at AM 1270. We're joined now by young 23-year-old. I got that right, Justin, didn't I? 23?
Yep, 23.
All right, oh man, what it'd be like to be 23 again. Anyway, 23-year-old Justin Irvine joining the program, and Ohio-based driver here in the state, in the Buckeye State. And Justin, you just got your 1,000th win last Sunday at Northfield Park. And I know that that milestone had to feel good for you, because I think we all realize that this is the start of something really cool.
You drive so much. Like, once you start getting drives, you kind of don't realize. Like, you kind of snuck up on me. At the beginning of the year, I was like, man, it'd be cool if I could get to 1,000. Like, that's the only time I checked. And my girlfriend, Jessica, she gets the emails about upcoming milestones, and she mentioned it to me when I was about 30 wins away. And I said, oh, now I'm going to really be paying attention to it. So it was cool to get there finally, because I didn't know how long it would take me.
Yeah, well, that's really cool. And, you know, good thing Jessica didn't give the kiss of death, by the way, because I've interviewed a lot of drivers, and, you know, a lot of them, like you say, they're really not aware that they're approaching a milestone. But then when they realize it, when they're a couple of wins away, it kind of puts a little undue pressure on them.
Yeah, well, I started going to the Meadows here recently, and I win, I think, 5 races total between the Meadows and Northfield on Wednesday. And I was 2 wins away coming into Thursday, and Jessica's like, I'll go with you. And I was like, I don't know if you want to. I don't have any shots. And I win 1, and I think I had 2 seconds, and I'm like, I'm not going to get it when she's there. I was all worried. So, it was a little bit of pressure, but I just figured, just keep driving. It'll happen.
Visiting with driver Justin Irvine. Now, a lot of harness racing fans certainly familiar with the name Irvine, especially in the Midwest here. Your father, Don Irvine, over 7,500 wins. I think he's in the Ohio Hall of Fame. And certainly, you know, I'm sure that had to mean a lot to you, to kind of follow in his footsteps. You had your first driving win at 14 years old. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was at Goshen.
Okay, tell us about that first win. We got that very first win, what that meant to you.
It was really cool, because I hadn't, I gate schooled a few times, at Northfield. My dad had let me gate school a couple just to get familiarized with the gate. And, you can't race at the fairs until you're 16. So my only chance to really be in a race scenario was a matinee. And when I was younger, I was a part of the HHYF, the Youth Foundation. So Ellen Taylor, she asked me to come out to Goshen and drive in the matinee that was sponsored by the Youth Foundation, I believe. And so they kind of put me on a ringer. If it was betting, he'd have been barred probably. But Mark Ford trained it. And funny, the people that own that horse, George and Rose Bonomo, they still race in Ohio quite a bit. They have a couple horses with, I think, Chris Kirschberger. But it was just really enjoyable. It was my first time racing, and it was in the mud, so it was a full-blown experience for me.
And certainly, and it's weird now, because you're 23, you're driving a lot of races, you're driving a lot of different racetracks, and you're still a young guy, but on the other side of the token, I think in a lot of ways, you got to feel like you're a veteran in a lot of aspects.
Somewhat. Like, when I go other places, I feel like a rookie. I think as anybody would. Like, you go somewhere unfamiliar, and you kind of feel like you don't fit in until you kind of get the hang of it. But, a couple weeks ago, we were just sitting in the driver's room talking, and a couple of us, and Ronnie said to me, he goes, isn't it crazy you're 23, and I look at you as one of the older guys here, and, one of the more seasoned people. And I'm like, I guess. I didn't really think about it that way, but I've gotten so much opportunity and so much experience over the past couple of years between, you know, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, like it has grown on me, and I've learned a lot, and I feel like I've definitely gotten a lot better over the years.
Visiting with driver Justin Irvine. Now, Justin, let's talk a little bit about you kind of, you know, growing up at the in the business, and you know, you said you got that first win when you were 14. When did you really know in those younger days when you wanted to be a driver? Is that something that you kind of knew that right from the start, that's what you wanted to do?
Yeah, I think it's ever since I sat behind my first horse, which I was like maybe 6 or 7, I was like, I'm going to drive race horses.
And going through it now, you're 23, you've got 1,000 wins. And as you mentioned, now you're starting to experience a few more tracks. You know, you've been driving a lot at Northfield. Now you're going to the Meadows. You drove it in Michigan and even had, you know, a couple of races out here at the Meadowlands. And of course, that's with that comes driving over all kind of configurations of racetracks, half mile, 5/8, a mile at the Meadowlands. Do you feel that, you know, driving all those configurations really help in your experience as you go forward?
For sure, because you have to have the ability. I think like one of the best abilities that a good driver or a great driver can have is the ability to adapt. And when you go to a place like that where you're unfamiliar, the people that put you down, they don't expect you to, you know, have this learning curve. Like, they want you at your best, so you have to be able to adapt very quickly. And, you know, I'm used to racing on the half, which is very quick and very fast, and post position plays a major role in, you know, most of the time how you finish. And then when you go to a bigger track, like, you have to be patient, you have to know how fast you're going, your speed, everything. Like, I think you have to have the ability to adapt if you want to be successful as a catch driver.
Now, Justin, obviously you had your father to look up to, and he had all those wins, a great driver for a number of years. And now you're out there, you know, you're out there doing that, you know, doing his thing and kind of carving your own kind of niche and your own kind of style and your own kind of reputation in the business. Anybody else that you kind of look up to in terms of veteranship and, you know, just trying to emulate that particular driver on the racetrack as much as you can?
I mean, yeah, I would say like a lot of young guys, they look up to Dexter Dunn just because he's so like quiet and cool in the race bike, and he does so well. I was lucky enough to go to New York for a small little stint, couple months, and drive out there. And I still think one of the most underrated, underappreciated drivers is Jimmy Morrill. And I think he just does a phenomenal job. So I'd say like I look up to a guy like him a lot just because he's done so well. Like, he win the Meadowlands Pace, he's won a lot of big races, driving titles, you know, basically everywhere he's been. And he's not a flashy guy. He doesn't do a lot, like a lot of exciting things, but he also doesn't make a lot of mistakes. It gets tough to beat him. And I think I kind of took a lot away from that experience driving with him, because you have to be at your best to beat a guy like that.
Justin, one final question before we let you go. Obviously, you're only 23. You've got your whole life and your whole career pretty much in front of you at this point as you continue to gather that valuable experience. What do you want to accomplish in your career? What's the big race that you want to win? Or what's you know, some of the things that maybe your milestones or goals that you've set?
I just like to win a lot of stake races, I guess. Anything with a big purse on it would be pretty cool. Probably the Jug or the Jugette, or both of them, really. Just being an Ohio guy, like, I think everybody from Ohio and the Midwest kind of knows the Jug is, like, the biggest deal in harness racing if that's where you're from. And, you know, Delaware is a special place. Other than that, like, just want to make a living, live comfortably, and, you know, hopefully stay healthy long enough to, you know, have a good career out of it. I don't know what the numbers would look like for a good career, but wherever I see myself happy when, you know, when it comes time to hang it up, I think, you know, as long as I could just be successful and people look at me and say, like, you know, he did a good job in his career, I think I'd be happy with that.
All right. Well, Justin, listen, we certainly appreciate you joining us, my friend. Many more wins to come in your career, and we'll certainly look forward to having a front row seat to it.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
All right, one of the great young drivers here in the sport of harness racing right here in the state of Ohio, Justin Irvine, picking up his 1,000th win at Northfield Park back last Sunday. Still lots left to come on this edition of Off to the Races. The Hall of Famer, the one and only Dave Miller, is coming back home to drive here in the Buckeye State, and we're going to hear from Dave at the other side of this timeout. You've got Off to the Races on my 96.7 FM WDLR at AM 1270. Back in a moment.
It's known as the Great American Harness Race, the Little Brown Jug, and it's held right here in Delaware, Ohio. Why? Because Ohio is the heartland of harness racing. In Ohio, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association keeps things running smoothly and is here to make sure that harness racing remains strong. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Join us and keep Ohio as the driving force of harness racing. Call 800-353-6442, the OHHA.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
And we're back on Off to the Races by 96.7 FM WDLR AM 1270. And we are standing by with, tell you what, one of the greatest drivers that has ever touched a couple of lines in the sport of harness racing. Second in all-time earnings, fifth in wins, Hall of Famer Dave Miller joining us. Dave, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to do it.
Now, Dave, listen, obviously we're going to go through, we're going to try to take like a, give me a synopsis of your career here over the next 6 or 7 minutes or so. But of course, obviously the big story is you're heading back home right here to the Buckeye State after an extended stay out east where you've won a lot of big races and you certainly carved out a great niche. But as we were talking a little bit about off the air, this is a really good opportunity for you. And it's, I know it's going to feel good to get back home.
Yeah, definitely. I was real. I bought land 2 years ago, and I've been so excited, and I finally got to move in. And I'm just very, very happy.
Now, you know, let's talk about the early days. Obviously, you're born in Columbus, from Reynoldsburg, Ohio. That's where you spent a lot of your youth, and obviously racing was ingrained in your blood. But going back to those early days, Dave, when did the harness racing bug truly bite you?
I can honestly say, from a very young age, when I was a kid, you know, my dad raced instead of my granddad, and you know, I was around the races, and you know, I was always into it, yeah, for sure. And I mean, maybe got a little stronger when I got to start driving. You know, I started driving, my dad let me drive a couple horses, you know, when I was like 13 14. It's definitely all I ever wanted to do.
You know, and we ask a lot of drivers this that we have on this program, because I think it's a pretty important question. And some drivers remember it, some don't, some faint, some, hey, it's their biggest moment. Do you remember that first win?
Oh, for sure. You mean at a pari mutuel track or my first win, period?
I would say first win, period.
Yeah, yes, I do remember. It was at Mount Gilead Matinee. And I was like 13, maybe 14, and it was one of my dad's horses, and right to the front and never looked back.
Of course, I had a chance, before really I got into the business to watch a plyer trade in the state of Ohio driving. And I remember you driving in Northfield Park and, of course, Otto Downs and some of the others. And, of course, then you made the decision to move out east. What went into that decision after you started having success in Ohio to make the move and to make the jump out east?
Well, it's kind of funny. I actually... I was happy where I was at in Ohio, and I had a friend of mine, Jeff Cox. We always had quite a bit of success together. I drove for him quite a bit, and it was actually him. He was like, he said, in January, I'm going to the Meadowlands. He had like four horses that he put in some series out there, and he said, do you want to come along and drive? And I was at Northfield at the time, and I was like, yeah, sure, I mean... Yeah, I'll go out and hang out for a couple months and then, come on back home. But he left and I stayed.
And, of course, I think the rest is kind of history. I mean, you went on to a real, real storied career. Lots of great horses that you drove. I mean, Always Be Mickey, Magician, Cadabra, No Pain Intended. I mean, the list goes on and on. Do you have a horse amongst those Stakes Tiers horses that kind of left a real big mark in your heart, somebody that you kind of had, not favoritism to, but, you know, kind of had that love for that maybe really put you on the map?
Well, Magician, he's one that, like, I'll never forget. And, he definitely got me rolling there. And I always had a real special place for Shadow Play in my heart. I really saw a lot of him. I mean, the rest of them, Test of Faith, Always Be Mickey, all of them horses are great. I mean, all of them horses are really, really good horses. And but those two there, for some reason, whenever I think about it, they always come to mind.
Visiting with driver Dave Miller, second all-time earnings, gaining on John Campbell, by the way. Well, of course you'd be gaining on John Campbell because, John's retired, but you're only a million plus away, second in all-time earnings, fifth in career wins at 14,818, only a couple hundred, I believe, behind Hervé Filion. But I want to ask you about the Hall of Fame. You know, you were inducted back, I believe, in 2014 into the Hall of Fame, and I know that had to be a very special moment for you.
Oh yeah, that's the highest honor that you can receive, is for your peers to put you in there, that was just a very high honor that I'm very proud to be part of.
And of course, Dave, it all comes first full circle now. You're heading back home, back to the Buckeye State, I know, as much as that Hall of Fame means to you, and as much as, all the accolades that you've been able to achieve out on the East Coast, I know going home probably means more than all those put together.
Yeah, it's funny. People, even my daughter, she was like, I feel bad for you. She goes, I feel like it's in the Venera for you. And I told her, I said, listen, if I wanted to stay out there, I would be staying out there. I said, I was ready to leave, and I'm ready to come home. And it just felt right. As soon as I bought the land, it felt right. I had thought about it for the last, 4 or 5 years. And then, it's, I'm where I'm supposed to be.
And that's the important thing in life. Of course, we talked off the air about how important it is to be with family and friends. And give us fans of Dave Miller, kind of a sneak peek of what we can expect over the next several months.
Well, I'm actually not going to start. I'm still unpacking, and I'm just going to kind of take it easy through the rest of this month of December. I always go to Florida and hang out with my daughter. And A few people have asked, but I'll be at Miami Valley when they open in January. So I hope it's not too cold.
Yeah, definitely. Well, listen, hey, Dave, we certainly appreciate you joining us, man. Very best of luck moving forward. And Lisa, me personally out here at Harris, Philadelphia, I'm certainly going to miss the heck out of you and seeing you plow your trade out here. But listen, technology is a wonderful thing, and I'll be able to watch you do your thing out in Ohio. And hey, from all of us, man, best of luck to you.
Thanks. Thanks, Mike. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right, driver Dave Miller, affectionately known as the Buckeye, coming back home after a number of years out east, and just a pretty good career that he's made for himself. In case you didn't catch the accolades and some of the accomplishments of the Hall of Famer, Dave Miller, second in all-time earnings, only a little more than a million behind John Campbell, and he's probably going to be number one by this time next year. Who knows? Fifth in wins. He'll probably be fourth in wins by the time next year this time rolls around. It's the only couple hundred from Herb Filion. 2014 Hall of Fame inductee. Multiple Driver of the Year. Multiple stakes races. Multiple Breeders' Ground Championships. Multiple Little Brown Chuck winner. The guy has just done everything there is to have been done to the sport of harness racing, and he's back to ply his trade right here in the state of Ohio. Well, our program is brought to you by the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, win in Ohio. The Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got caring down to a science at Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Thru Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. Don't forget to join us next Saturday morning at 9:30 for another very special edition of Off to the Races. So long, everybody.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you could be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650. 3650.